Welcome to Backseat Box Office, the results show for episode, I believe, 104, the weekend of October the 5th through October the 7th. In this podcast, we go over the results of the weekend's box office, compare it to some results of how people have predicted results to be coming in. We give everybody some points. The closer they get to having the actual returns of the box office correct, the more points they keep. We give everybody 25 points. For every movie that they have off, they lose 1 point. If that number one movie is off, we take away 2 points per position. Now, as I said, everybody has 25 points to start with. Does anybody keep all 25 of those points? We do have one person this week, Jeff, and he put Taken 2 at number one, Hotel Transylvania at number two, Pitch Perfect at number three, Looper at 4, and Frankenweenie at number 5. So, once again, Jeff, a perfect score. Congratulations this week. We have then Scott and Lena with the next higher scores. They got 23s by getting the first three movies correct, Taken 2, Hotel Transylvania, and Pitch Perfect. Then they transposed Looper and Frankenweenie, put Frankenweenie at 4th, Looper at 5th, so that's 1 point off per movie for those last two. That's 23 points. Congratulations. We have Uriah with a 22. Instead of transposing Looper and Frankenweenie, he put Frankenweenie in third instead of Pitch Perfect, Looper in fourth, and then, of course, End of Watch, which came in sixth place, into fifth. So that's 2 points off for Frankenweenie, End of Watch 1 point, for a total of 22. Of course, Uriah putting Tank in 2 and Hotel Transylvania in 1 and 2. Good call. We then move on to a group of 4 people that, well, let's go ahead and listen to some voicemails from Tad and Art.
Hey, this is Tad calling with my picks for this week. Yeah, I'd go ahead and read them out to you, but I've been kind of busy and, you know, my wife had to have surgery this week and so I just haven't been a lot. Anyway, I got my picks out and I was just going to ditto Tony, so I'm just going to say I'm going to ditto Tony rather than just saying them all out. So thanks for the show and good luck to everybody. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, this is Art calling in my picks for the week. I'm going to go with Taken 2 at number 1, Hotel Transylvania at number 2, Frankenweenie at number 3, Looper at number 4, and Pitch Perfect at number 5. So basically, ditto Tony. Alright, that's it. Talk to you later. Bye.
And so, with those two voicemails, we have Tad and Art and Tony and Andrew all having Taken 2 in first place, Transylvania, the Hotel of Transylvania, I should say, in second place, Frankenweenie in third instead of fifth, Looper in fourth, correct there, and then Pitch Perfect in fifth instead of third. And for the record, had William Paul gotten off his lazy butt and sent in picks, he would be in with these 4 people. Then we move on to the Beast family. Starting with Father Beast, he put Taken 2 in first place, Frankenweenie in second, Hotel Transylvania in third, Looper in fourth, and then Trouble with the Curve in fifth place. Now, Trouble with the Curve, that came in seventh, so that's 2 points off for Trouble with the Curve, 1 point off for Hotel Transylvania being in third instead of second, and then 3 points off for Frankenweenie being in second rather than fifth. Father Beast, you've got a total of 19 points. Then we move on to Menely, who put Frankenweenie in first place. That's 8 points, 4 positions, first place pick. It hurts, I'm sorry. Hotel Transylvania in second, Pitch Perfect in third, Looper in fourth, and then End of Watch in fifth instead of sixth. So that's 9 points total. That's a score of 16 points. Then, last and not least, due to the fact that we have a slacker in William who refuses to send in picks, Mrs. Beast also put Frankenweenie in first, Taken 2 in second instead of first, so that's another point off, Hotel Transylvania in third instead of second, so that's yet another point off, Looper, you got right with fourth position. And then End of Watch in fifth instead of sixth. So that's 14 points total, Mrs. Beast. That's definitely better than that slacker, William. I mean, come on, really? Really? Now, we do want to go ahead and move on to the leaderboards. But like last week, I want to take just a moment and talk about Sausage Fest. Now, last week, I talked about how trying to approach it from a different perspective. And I'm going to say, you know, October, all month long, if you find the ability to donate, it's going to be accepted. If you can't donate to Sausage Fest, find a way to donate somewhere. October seems to be set aside to raise awareness. I'm going to come off as a jerk and say that, you know, don't force yourself to wait until October to have this in the forefront of your mind. And there's the phrase, Christmas all year long. Well, have Sausage Fest all year. Think about ways you can donate and help your attention, your time, all year long. Sausage Fest is fantastic, it's great, but don't discount anything just because it's not October. Just because it's not Sausage Fest. That's all I'm going to say. If you can donate time or money directly to Sausage Fest, I would say that's great. That's fantastic. If you're not in the St. Louis area, if you're not at Archon, you know, hit us up. We'll find a way, you know, we'll figure out a way to have you help us. No one's going to say, no, you can't help. No one wants to say that. We're going to help you do it. Trust us. So what we're going to do is move on to the leaderboards. What we have here is Andrew in first place. We have Jeff in second place, BD in third, Uriah in fourth, Tony in fifth, Kugron in sixth, Art in seventh, Lena in eighth, Tad in ninth, Father Beast in tenth. Now, that rounds out the top ten. I'm going to go ahead and go with the full leaderboard. That's Scott in 11th, the slacker William in 12th place, Mrs. Beast in 13th, Mentally in 14th, and then with 1 week's participation, Soul Brother Ryu in 15th place. Rounding out on the near the end of the season, so I just want to say, you know, everybody, you can keep participating all the time. We've in the past, we've had someone come in right at the last minute with a perfect score, jump into the number one position. That could be you this time. Come on, send in your picks. It's fun. Yeah, despite the fact that, you know, do what I say, not what I do, send in your picks. Seriously. And as a teaser, to let you know what's coming up this weekend, I'm going to say Argo. I believe that's the Ben Affleck movie about trying to save some hostages or something like that in some type of political dispute. It looks kind of interesting. And then there's also Here Comes the Boom, where your high school teacher tries out for mixed martial arts. I think it's played up as a comedy. It could be good. There's a few others that, based on theater count, may or may not be considered wide release. I'm not sure. I'll let them handle that in the regular show. I'm going to let you go now. So have a good day, have a good week, have a good weekend, and happy predictions.